From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Some surprisingly bad news today about the job market. The unemployment rate rose to 6.4% in June, up from 6.1%. That's the biggest jump since the 2001 terrorist attacks. Businesses cut 30,000 jobs, most of them in factories and in retail stores. In all, 9,400,000 Americans are now out of work. That's 900,000 more than just 3 months ago. Joining us now to go over the numbers and what they tell us about the economy is Nancy Kimmelman, chief economist at SEI Investments. And first of all, 30,000 jobs lost in June, an unemployment rate at 6.4%. How bad is this news?
It's not good news. The unemployment rate is going up, which is not the direction we want to see. There are not jobs being created in our economy. In fact, jobs are being shed. The news tells us that the labor market is stable to slightly worse, but it's not horrible news.
Job losses were concentrated in manufacturing. That's a sector that has been shedding jobs for a while. Were there real hopes for some pickup in that area?
Well, I think any hopes in this area are really misguided. The manufacturing sector is going through what I would consider a very structural change. This is part of the deflation problem that Greenspan has brought to the table. This is part of the globalization trend. So I think the hopes for a manufacturing rebound were misdirected.
Are there any sectors that are actually adding workers nowadays?
Well, the service sector is adding a small number of jobs. And, you know, every month you see another sector, one area or another, that might be adding a few jobs. But generally speaking, this is an economy that is not producing any net new jobs. And that is a clear concern for the health of the economy. It's a clear concern for policymakers in Washington.
Should we read this unemployment report as as telling us that the prospects for recovery are dimmer than we might have hoped, and that the grades that the Bush administration should get for its economic stimulus package shouldn't be all that high?
Oh, I think it's too soon to draw those conclusions. Economic policy does, in fact, take time to work its magic. And we just saw the tax package enacted in the spring. The Federal Reserve just recently cut interest rates again. Towards October, November, that's the time period in which we would expect to see the pickup. But what the data today do tell us is that we're starting out from lower ground than we would have liked and we expected.
Let's say you had to write the rosiest interpretation of this unemployment report today. What can you say about it that's at all good?
Well, there is something very good. The unemployment rate in this country is still below 6.5%, and it wasn't so very long ago, certainly within the realm of most Americans' memory, that a 6.5% unemployment rate would have been considered good. We have a very weak economy, it's not growing, and yet we have a relatively low unemployment rate in our history. That means most Americans are working, most Americans are earning a living, most Americans are consuming and benefiting from low interest rates. So this is not a horrible economic scenario for us, but it's certainly not the direction we want to be moving in. We want to be improving, and we're not.
Nancy Kimmelman, chief economist at SEI Investments, speaking to us from Boston. Thanks a lot for talking with us once again.
My pleasure.